You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Isaiah, chapter 37, verse 1 to 7. And so it was, when King Hezekiah heard it, that he tore his clothes, covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. Then he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priest, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. And they said to him, "Thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble, and rebuke, and blasphemy. For the children have come to birth, but there is no strength to bring them forth. It may be that the Lord your God will hear the words of Rabshakeh, whom his master, king of Assyria, has sent to reproach the living God, and will rebuke the words which the Lord your God has heard. Therefore, lift up your prayer for the remnant that is left." So the servant of the king, Hezekiah, came to Isaiah. And Isaiah said to them, "Thus you shall say to your master, thus says the Lord, do not be afraid of the words which you have heard, with which the servant of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Surely I will send a spirit upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land." Sometimes we hear news, we hear information that scares our heart. Somebody may write a letter to you and say that the house you are currently occupying, they are going to take it over. Or that something is just going to happen, they are going to deal with you. Or you just hear an information that makes your heart to skip and you are afraid. Understand that as a child of God, anything that is happening to you is happening to the property of God. You are God's property. He has bought you with a price. He has redeemed you. So when people say words to you, when you receive news, when you hear words that scares your heart, the right thing to do is to go to God in prayer and pour it to him. Don't panic. Let God hear it. But sometime before God will hear it, you are already telling men everywhere. Go and tell it to God and say, "God, this is what they said. This person is against you." Let me tell you, did you know that? Basically, anything that is against you as a child of God is actually against God. Because if you are living for God, advancing the purpose of God, anything that directly challenges you, or indirectly, is actually challenging the purpose of God. So Hezekiah had to send to Isaiah and said, "This is the words that the servant of the king of Assyria has said to us." I want you to see what the Lord said. Because you know, God heard what he said. And so this was the response. One, he says, "Do not be afraid of what you have heard." Let me tell you, what you have heard is a reality. I don't know what you may have heard. You may have heard something and you are afraid. You may have heard that there is not going to be a way for you here. You may have heard that somebody is going to betray you. Somebody has promised to deal with you. The first thing is that don't be afraid. The next thing is that you see God took it as a personal matter. Your matter is God's matter. It's because we don't know God as our Father that we think that he's a distant God sitting far away somewhere that we need to be begging him to help us. God is committed to your life beyond what you yourself can even imagine. God is more committed to your success in life than you yourself even want to be successful. You are God's project. Anything against you is against him. So God said, "He blasphemed me." I want you to look at verse 7. I want you to see God. He said, surely I will send the Spirit upon him, and he shall hear a rumor. Can you imagine? God was going to fight with a rumor. Rumor. So don't be surprised why Satan also is using rumor. He copied it. Satan can fight with rumor. Something that is not true. Everybody will just begin to whisper it. That pastor is sleeping with this person. This pastor is sleeping with this person. This pastor is doing this, is doing this. If it is not true, but people keep saying it, in no time, it will look like it's true to everybody. Rumor is dangerous. That is why whatever you hear that you are not sure of, don't use your mouth to spread it. God said, I will fight him with a rumor. You know, sometimes you think if God wants to fight, he needs to do something spectacular. Do you know that God, with God, rumor is enough? Ordinary rumor is enough tool in the hand of God. He said, he shall hear a rumor and return to his own land. The reason he will not be able to take Jerusalem captive was because of rumor. So look at the God we are serving, and then you are now afraid. What are you being afraid for? That God can fight with a rumor, just a rumor. God didn't have to draw sword to send him back to his own land. He didn't have to bring bulldozer, armor, tank. It was just a rumor, just a rumor. He said, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land, in his own land. You see, the most important lesson for us here is that anything we hear that makes our heart to be afraid, the first thing we should do is to say it to Jesus. Your husband says, I will divorce you. The first thing is not to go and be crying. It's to go and tell God and say, God, this is what my husband has said. You see, many times you are saying things up and down when you have not said it to God. Let God hear it. Somebody say, you will never be promoted in that place. There's no problem. Let God hear it and say, Father, this is what they said. Pour it to God. Let God hear it. He knows the best way to defend you. Hezekiah could not fight the king of Assyria. They couldn't gather army to stand against him. But God could use ordinary rumor to fight him. So brethren, please, whatever is the pain of your heart, turn it to God. Tell him about it. The father cares about it. Sometimes you will be amazed at how in little details, God is interested in our lives. It is us that we don't know. It is we, you see, I pray that we will truly know him that is our Father. Just pour your heart to him. Pour your heart to him. Tell him about it. And he shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. To know more about the burden of the ministry and our programs, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.